everybody. Welcome to 10 Minutes With. This is Jack Hubbard. I'm Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer and Hubbard. We're thrilled that you're here with us today. And I'm really excited because this is our first banker that we've had on 10 Minutes With, and it certainly won't be the last. But Peggy Edens is going to be a tough act to follow. She is absolutely terrific. We met Peggy a number of years ago when we heard about her through the Gallup organization, and they said, you got to talk to this lady because she has done some marvelous things with her bank. And it's a fact. Peggy is EVP and Chief Human Capital Officer at WSFS, Wilmington Savings Fund Society. Interesting bank. Started in 1832. And today, their mantra and their branding approach is we stand for service. Now, that's really interesting, but it's more than an acronym. It's an action. These folks have really done a marvelous job with the customer experience, and it all starts through Peggy, through their cultural area and the cultural experience that their associates get involved with. Peggy Edens started her career with WSFS in 2007. She oversees human capital, training, and leadership development for this amazing bank that has about 70-plus branches throughout the Delaware Valley. Wonderful bank. Peggy began her financial services career in Pittsburgh at Mellon Bank, the old Mellon Bank. It's a wonderful bank, where she held a variety of training and human resources management positions. And that culminated in her role becoming first vice president and regional human resources director. She was also at a bank called Next Tier Bank in Butler, Pennsylvania for a few years. And Peggy is a kindred spirit because, like me, she has a real affinity for helpless dogs and cats. She serves as the director of the Delaware Humane Society in that particular capacity with her passion there. She's also a member of the University of Delaware Employer Advisory Group. She volunteers as a guest presenter, and she's wonderful, for various local colleges, and she's been a keynote speaker for numerous associations and organizations all across the country. She has an MS degree in Human Resources Management from La Roche College and a BS degree from Robert Morris University. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll enjoy this one. Here's 10 Minutes With Peggy Edens.
Thanks, Jack, and I'm really pleased to be here on behalf of WSFS Bank to talk to you a little bit about culture. Before I do that, I would like to share a little bit about our bank. Our bank is housed under the corporate name of WSFS Financial Corporation, that's WSFS. WSFS Financial Corporation is a $7 billion financial services company. WSFS Bank is the primary subsidiary. It's the oldest locally managed bank and trust company headquartered in Delaware and Delaware Valley. We operate from 77 offices located in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Nevada. And we provide comprehensive financial services, including commercial banking, retail banking, cash management, and trust and wealth management. Other subsidiaries or divisions include Christiana Trust, WSFS Wealth Management, Cypress Capital Management, Potter Mill Financial Solutions, West Capital Management, our Cash Connect division, WSFS Mortgage, and Aero Land Transport. Serving the Delaware Valley since 1832, WSFS Bank is one of the 10 oldest banks in the United States, continuously operating under the same name. So it is my pleasure and truly an honor to talk to you today a little bit about culture and in what we have grown to name the Culture Got It series. Culture Got It is a series of conversations designed to stimulate thinking about culture and the role culture plays in your company's strategy, working style, communications, engagement, and ultimately your success. The first in this series is called Culture Get It. So let's get started. What is culture? Culture is at the center of your organization. It is the fabric of your organization or company. It is the underpinning that bolster and resonates your company's core values, strategy, initiatives, activities, and decisions. There are many threads that weave throughout culture that include how you engage, how you lead, how you communicate, how you solicit others' ideas and input, how you get things done, and how it feels to be part of your organization. Culture drives emotional connections. It is the foundation and at the core of how it feels to be part of a team or an organization, how you feel and how others feel too. A healthy culture level sets the playing field, so everyone has consistent experiences and reasonable expectations, and so that everybody can engage in his or her own individual way, and yet be part of a team and the overall collective experience. Emotional connections trigger feelings, and those feelings are what underpin a healthy culture and serve to keep the culture alive and thriving. So it begs the question, you know, why should I care? Simply said, yet emphatically stated, your survival and success as an organization depend on it. And your ability to thrive and to be a top performing organization or company depends on it too, a lot. Think for a moment about companies or even professional sports teams, those who struggle, who lose momentum, who lose confidence, those who lose the ability or the relevance to compete, and those who just don't make it. Each of these scenarios, when analyzed and debriefed, always comes down to culture or some attribute of culture that was inconsistent, missing, undefined, fleeting, abandoned, contradicted, or quite honestly, just absent from the organization. Unhealthy, undefined, or underinvestment in culture underpins a series of outcomes, none of which are desirable or productive, nor breed a sustaining model for high performance and enhanced company value. A vibrant and lively culture serves as antibodies for the organization so that viruses like negativity, hidden agendas, arrogance, deceit, selfish motivations, and other unhealthy behaviors are arrested and confronted by a built-in system of antibodies, which drive the vitality and strength of your culture, your company, and your organization, so that it remains healthy and vibrant and is positioned to thrive. Companies that came through to the other side of the recent Great Recession emphasized culture as the key to their perseverance and resilience. As we were turning the corner out of the Great Recession, companies began to position themselves for what would become their, quote, new normal. They consistently credited their respective organization's culture for their resistance and resilience and overall good health. Warren Buffett addressed a group of business owners just as our economy was emerging out of the recession. He was asked for his advice on what companies should invest in and be aware of, so they may grow and thrive in the post-recession environment. Mr. Buffett replied by first stating the obvious, that is, to seize those opportunities that arise as a result of a recession recovery and take a few calculated, thoughtful risks when considering such opportunities. He advised to covet them and give them dedicated effort, as they may very well pay unprecedented dividends. Mr. Buffett then went on to explain that there are five very critical things a company needs to invest in order to grow and to thrive and to ascend to the next level of their business model. He began by saying, first, culture. Second, culture. Third, culture. Fourth, culture. And you may be able to guess now that five is culture. He emphasized greatly five times over, it is that critical and that instrumental in a company's viability and long-term success to have a well-defined, well-executed, well-understood, and well-invested in culture. So where do I start? Start from within and soul search. Assess where you are, what you stand for, what separates you from others in your space, who you strive to be, how you want to be perceived by your colleagues, and explore how others feel about working for you and alongside you. These are great conversation starters, and engaging in a thoughtful dialogue with your team will provide you a roadmap as to where you should go and how you may attempt to get there. Then stargaze. Look around you and look up to see the blue sky. Look around the footprint in which you operate and do business, and look up and see among the cloud formations where you desire and project to be. Chart your culture journey and begin to envision what can be and what will be for your company or organization. To wrap up our first series of Culture, Got It sessions, let's rewind a bit. In our Culture, Get It snippet, we defined what culture is, why you should care about it, and where you may start or begin your journey. Next, we'll explore Culture, Live It, which will drill a little deeper and will suggest and offer some calls to action for you as well. We'll talk more soon. Thank you.
So, Peggy, great, great thoughts. One of the things that I was impressed about your bank with is when you, it's my understanding that when you got a new CEO, one of the things he did was to become very collaborative around things like strategic planning and other things. And I know you're going to talk about this as you do other programs for us. But I'm curious, Peggy, you're a very senior person at your organization. How important is it that executive management, that C-suite, give an example and drive the culture? In other words, doesn't it come from them to get y'all started?
Yes, it does. It's culture is something that has to start at the top, and then it has to be breathed and lived from the bottom to the middle to the top. We don't necessarily think hierarchically in our organization. That's not really part of our culture here. However, it's an important dynamic in order to drive home the importance of culture and to set the tone and example for the culture. And it does need to start at the top of the house. Our CEO, Mark Turner, assumed the role of CEO in 2007. And at that time, no one could see what lied ahead of us with regard to financial services and what would soon become known as the Great Recession, which lasted over 5 years. So here he was, a new CEO, and I was relatively newly brought on board as his chief human capital officer. And here we were together working with our executive team and my peers to figure out how do we move this organization through this great recession that most really didn't see coming until that wall of fog hit the front of your ship. And we were very clear and strategic about recognizing that our culture would be a big part of how we would work our way through and how we would come out on the other side in an even better place. And we used the culture as our guiding light, if you will, through that wall of fog. We stayed true to who we are. We stayed true to who our associates knew us to be. And we stayed true to the customers we served. And that was all underpinned strategically and thoughtfully by our culture, and ways that our culture would help us navigate through that time and bring us out to an even better place.
Here's another thing that the audience ought to know, is that WSFS, I think, was chartered, and I might not get this exactly right, maybe a week or 2 or 3 weeks before the city of Wilmington, Delaware was founded officially. So you've been around a long, long time. In fact, you're one of the 10 oldest banks in the United States. And while you certainly weren't there at the beginning, and you've only been there 11 years, which is a good tenure, when you started 11 years ago, your bank was a lot smaller than it is now, either through organic growth or acquisitions. We have a lot of banks that listen to this, Peggy, that are community banks that want to continue to grow. And so one of the things that I'd love to ask of you is, as WSFS has grown and gotten larger and your footprint has expanded, how have you been able to continue this culture of customer and employee engagement, even though you've gotten so much bigger?
So first of all, I would say that engagement and a culture of engagement has to start at the top of the company, and it has to work its way all the way through. You're right. We have grown significantly. And in fact, we were one of the few banks in our footprint that even grew through the deep recession and opened new offices and stretched our footprint into new areas. Engagement is really the key for us. It's a key component of our culture here. And it's one where our associates have a level of ownership in this company and recognize every day through everything they do the value that it brings to our organization and to the communities that we serve. For us, our mission is the same as our tagline, which is we stand for service. A nice way to take the acronym WSFS and turn it into an action. By standing for service and being called to serve, we recognize that we're here to help others and to get good things done, both for our shareholders and for our community partners and our customers. So we stood true to who we are and who we have been. We stayed humble, we stayed focused, and we stayed highly engaged in what we were all about. Our associates truly mean the world to us. And during those darkest hours of the recession, we stood by them. As many organizations froze merit increases, we did not. As many other companies suspended their 401k contributions, we did not. As many others dismissed people and or laid off employees, we did not. We actually grew during that time because we knew we would come out on the other side, postured and positioned for growth and even greater success. So those are some examples of how we perceive our culture as being truly a great ally to this company's growth and to our mission, which is we stand for service. And by standing by our associates and standing by our customers, it really allowed us to emerge and be in a better place than really most others in our footprint.
Well, you mentioned examples, and folks, Peggy is a great example of leading by example. These aren't just a bunch of words or talking points. Peggy and her team live this message on a regular basis, and I'm really excited because Peggy's the first banker that we've had the opportunity to tape a 10 minutes with program with, and there'll be more of Peggy. some things you need to know. They write internal books. They win awards. One of the things that you're going to hear about is how do you maximize employee and customer engagement in a digital age. She's going to tell you some amazing stories about what her people did, not because they had to or because some manager said it, but because it was a movement on behalf of another bank, of a competitor. So you're going to want to come back and hear more about what Peggy Edens has to say. And Peggy, one thing that I'd love to know as we kind of conclude this is it's my understanding that you've had banks come out and actually visit your cultural center and your bank. Are you still doing that? And if you do, how would banks go about making that happen?
Yes, we have had various companies, banks and others come and visit us to learn more about what we do and how we do it. We had Westpac Bank from Australia come to visit us not too very long ago. There was also the CEO of the Bank of Malaysia that came to visit us, along with some others more locally in our at least national footprint. In addition to banks, I think we all recognize that engagement and the culture that we, you know, continue to evolve here is not specific just to financial institutions. And so we've had, visits and conversations with a licorice company out of San Francisco, which we also, found to be sweet in many ways, if I must say. But it's an opportunity for us, it's an opportunity for us to learn from them and for them to learn from us. And we're always very open with our arms and our heads and our hearts to engage in those conversations because the more we learn from them, the more they also learn from us.
Well, don't everybody rush out and give Peggy a call or send her an email right away. She's got a day job, but there are opportunities to go see this amazing culture. And you really do need to see it because it is quite unique in the annals of banking, and it's led by this amazing woman who developed this thing and leads it on a daily basis. And so, Peggy, we're thrilled that you had the opportunity to be with us, and we look forward to hearing more from you about some of the other great things you're doing at WSFS.
Thank you very much. It's truly an honor and a pleasure for us to participate in this and these. Series of teachings and learnings and sharings.
Thanks so much, Peggy. We're looking forward to hearing much more about the cultural development at WSFS Bank and how that relates to all of us in community banking and how we can all get better, not only on behalf of our customers, but on behalf of our associates. If you'd like to reach out to Peggy and learn a little bit more, she can be reached at P. Edens, E-D-D-E-N-S, at WSFSBank.com. Thanks again for listening to 10 Minutes With. Tell your friends and neighbors. We'll talk to you on the flip-flop.